Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life. Your host is Carol DeShane, the founder of Connect to Joy. This program is designed to inspire and motivate you to find your best life. Join us on this journey of transformation for the next hour. Now, here is Carol DeShane.
Welcome to Living Your Limitless Life, where we discover ways to make your journey exceed your wildest expectations. I'm your host, Carol DeShane, and it is my honor to help you discover the true you, the one who is already enough. Let's get connected. Like me on Facebook and subscribe to my YouTube channel. They're both under Carol DeShane. You might also want to subscribe to my blog, Thoughts for a More Joyous World, which you can find on my website at www.connect2joy.com. And for questions and to reach me directly, my email address is carol@connecttojoy.com. Today is the first show, and I want to talk about what you can expect. I'm calling the show Living Your Limitless Life for a really positive reason. I want to be able to explore together what a limitless life looks like, what it can be for you. So what does limitless mean? Well, without any connection to any other word, limitless means endless, boundless, immeasurable, and beyond. But if you're thinking about a limitless life, you're thinking about a life that has no boundaries, no way to measure it. It's that amazing. It's beyond measurable. For me, I act as though it's fearless. You choose to have a life that is free from fear, free from worry, free from pain, if I add those to the definition of limitless. It's how you react to people around you. It's how you take in your surroundings and those people. How can you be fearless or worry-free? Can you imagine what that kind of life would be like? It almost seems impossible, doesn't it? Do you know anyone who has this sort of life? Well, I have an idea of a group of people who maybe you're kind of close to this. Children who are toddlers who are, they've already learned to walk and they're running around like crazy. They keep running and having joy and they love and they laugh. They have that giggle that just transports you. The energy some of these kids have. Oh my God. And these are healthy children, not with people that are pulling them down, but children in general that are running around. And yeah, sometimes they fall and they cry and they get up and then they do it again. They don't really have the fears from the past or the future yet. They just love. They are healthier and happier. They are people that don't worry about stuff like we do as adults. The only other type of folks that I see with a piece of this, a very small piece of this, are writers. Because sometimes writers get into their imagination so well that they open these worlds up that are amazing. They have this limitlessness about them. This just, you read it and you like your eyes get wide and you go, wow, what a world. Who would think of this stuff? But then the writers come back to their day-to-day life. They have writer's block. They worry about money. They become human again, and they have all these limits. So the only ones I think of that have it on a more regular kind of schedule, so to speak, is those children that just constantly enjoy their life. Because honestly, a limitless life, no one really lives one. That's a human being, at least. But we can live a less limited life, meaning we can release what holds us back, those fears and those worries and beliefs. We can find what they are, because we may not even know what they are all the time, and then go ahead and find ways to release them. What holds you back? And then we can strive to believe in ourselves, to break any habits we have that aren't serving us. and to try and open new doors for ourselves by doing all of those things. This is the kind of thing that I want to help you with the show, to help you work through fears, work through worries and beliefs that aren't serving you, find out what they are, and then work to eliminate them, to strive for those beliefs that work for you, to break those old habits so that the doors just open automatically when you start doing those sorts of things. I also want to help you reach for your highest good, to see those new possibilities open. Whether you're a heart-centered business person and really want to expand your business, or you simply want to expand who you are as a person and how you act in your day-to-day life, which will spill out over every other thing that you have and you do in your life. But you need to be willing. You need to have that energy and be willing to take that time to get you started on the path or continue on the path that you're probably already on if you're listening to this show. Most of all, you need to believe that you can be who you want to be that best you, to live that limitless life, and at least to let go of some of those limits that you've already placed on yourself. I want you to realize that limitless life is going to look different for everybody. If you look at the different areas of your life, you may say, oh, this area is good. I love this area. My job maybe is great. My relationship isn't so great. Maybe I need to work on relationships in certain areas, maybe parents or siblings, maybe your spouse, or maybe that's the fabulous one and you need to work on it with your kids. There's always something that feels lacking, something that needs, it's a squeaky wheel that needs a little more attention than maybe you want to give it. Because of that, realize that every single area of your life can always be improved, and one may touch the other. So you work on a little piece here and a little piece there, and your whole life could change. It doesn't have to be a huge shift. It could be something small that makes the difference. But realize, too, that we may both have an idea of a limitless life that looks similar. We both may want love, a good career that pays us decent money, a financial stability, a home life that's happy, a family life. And maybe we all want those same things, but if we look at the details, your limitless life and mine are going to look really different, more than likely. Because my idea of financial stability could be $20 million. Yours might be $500,000. My idea of someone who loves me at what they do, we might both agree on honesty and integrity, faithfulness, loyalty, those sorts of things. But maybe you want someone who loves sports. You want someone who wants to go camping. No, thank you. Glam camp, maybe. I am never going to go camping if I don't have to. I don't want someone, or they can love to do it. They just can't want to have to do it with me. They can go do it with their buddies for my significant other. But I want him to be someone who truly, truly loves the things that, some of the things at least that I do, which won't be necessarily what you do. So realize that everyone's limitless life is different. I want the show to be about expanding horizons and releasing some of these things that we've talked about. What isn't working for you? And helping make the impossible or the even unthought of ever as having been capable for you to have in your life seem more possible and to actually happen. Because I'm all about making things happen in your life. So what can you expect from me? Well, I am going to cover a wide variety of subjects on all different things because things that make you limitless are a lot of different types of angles that you can come at from. So I'm going to talk about spiritual things, about raising your vibration, maybe talking a little bit about energy work, to talk about your mindset, including your money mindset, because that's may not be spiritual, but shifting your mindset is more on the spiritual vein. Living beliefs, we're going to work on those and busting them up and helping you get through them. We're going to work on self-love and acceptance, on confidence building, and on healing, different ways of healing, whether it's energy work, relief from pain, all of those different sorts of things. I may have guests from time to time that will talk about things that aren't my specialty. I want to talk about personal growth, like intuition, self-care, finding your purpose, which is kind of also on the spiritual vein. And I'm also going to be talking about things that I know about that I think will help you, like decluttering, because I used to have a business that was about decluttering. Over the course of the shows, I'm going to give you some practical tools that you can use in your everyday life that will bring you results. Tools that are spiritual based, mental based, emotionally based, whatever I can that I think will help you shift your life for the better. I'll use guided meditations and visualizations to help you kind of clean up the subconscious level of things that you need to shift deeper. I'll even give you step-by-step guides to move you in the direction that you want. You can skip steps or add your own in the middle, because sometimes we need more steps, but step-by-step guides. I'm going to help target the beliefs that you hold that you can get the biggest shifts on, those that limit you. I want to make the biggest impact that I can to help you grow, because I'm really all about getting results. Not just what we think when you listen to it, you go, oh, that was nice. But I want you to really be able to make a difference in your life. I see it's about time for a break here in a minute. And I want to talk about, when I come back, what holds you back? I want you to realize that it's not your fault. They're just things that happen, but we can do something about them. We don't have to be held back if we don't want to be. If we become aware and we take those choices to move forward. If you like what you hear and you really want to listen, but you prefer the written word, I also have a blog that you can sign up for called Thoughts for a More Joyous World. You can find it on my website at www.connect2joy.com. It's connecttojoy.com. Under the blog tab, you can read some of them there. And if you click on the subscribe button, then you will have something that comes once a week on Monday morning to get you set up for the week. Something that you can learn from, maybe grow from, but at least will make you think maybe slightly differently or remind you about who you want to be. This is Carol DeShane. I'll be right back. And you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connect2joy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane, and this is the first show talking about what limitless looks like and asking the question, who me? Limitless? And I'm going to talk now about what holds you back from having a more limitless life. Because honestly, like I said before, you're human. We can't really have a totally limitless life as far as we know. So we will have those fears and that stuff that we have a little trouble getting through sometimes. So what holds you back? Fear is the biggest one probably, and it comes in all shapes and sizes. Sometimes we have just a minor problem that's like, it just bugs me a little bit. It's not wonderful, but it can be overpowering and totally distract us and get us out of our comfort zone. Fear can be anything from something coming up, like a dog that looks like it's going to bite us, to something that is so subconscious, we don't even know where it comes from. It might be the fear that when we try for something, we're going to fail. So we don't try. It could be the fear that when we try for something, we will succeed, but our life will look so different that we're not sure we want to deal with that. Maybe we think that fear is that we'll lose our friends because they won't be able to, they'll think we're, oh, look at her. Look at where she is or look where he is now. They think they're too good for us. Maybe you feel like the people you love won't accept you if you are big in a different area. Maybe you feel like you are having this abandonment when you were young and you don't want to go through it again. So you let that hold you back from stepping into a loving relationship because you think somebody will abandon you. Or maybe you have one of those about change where you're afraid of what it will bring. And so you don't want to take the step because you're not quite sure what the change is going to bring. That's kind of a success. The fear of success is part of that. And if we don't know what's holding us back, how can we change it or shift it? So that's why I want to help you find what some of these fears are. If you can unearth them and admit that you have some of these fears, it's the first step. You can't work on it unless you see it, unless you understand it. If you don't, it may rule your life without you even knowing it's doing it. I want to help you pinpoint specific fears as we go through these shows and help shed light on what they are, maybe why you have them, how they impact your life, when maybe they show up, and to give you steps to work through some of these so that you can see, oh, look, it's that fear I just got to know about. How am I going to make a change and change my life so that the fear doesn't rule me anymore? We also have these beliefs that hold us back. Some beliefs are great. They move us through. They help us on. We know we can do certain things. We have a belief in ourselves. But sometimes we have those beliefs that limit us. Maybe you think you're not capable of doing something, or someone somewhere along the way said that you weren't lovable, or you got that impression that you weren't lovable because of the way someone treated you. Maybe you think, oh, I'm a horrible driver. This is bad. Maybe you drive on the sidewalk a lot, so maybe it's true, but it could just be a belief that limits you to becoming better, to being more of who you are, because you don't think you can do something. Maybe you think in your belief structure that you're not good enough to accomplish something. Maybe you think you're not attractive enough to date Mr. Universe or Miss America, if they even have those anymore, the supermodel. You're not someone who can date the rock star because you think, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, what would they want about me? I'm boring. I'm nobody. Those are beliefs that we can shift and change. Maybe you think you aren't smart enough because maybe when you were going through school, subconsciously or maybe consciously, you heard in your childhood your teacher saying, oh, they'll never make it. They're not doing as well as their brother or their sister who came before them. Maybe your parents said, why aren't you getting good grades like so-and-so? Or maybe you have no idea where this came from. It's so subconscious that it's a past life. And that's something that I personally believe in, that you may not be working it out in this life. You may not be aware of what caused it, but it could be going back really far. Some of these things we hear, some of these things that come through for us, they get stuck in our subconscious, and we sort of adopt the belief of what others say or what they believe about us. It's not that we started believing those things about ourselves, but they came to us saying things to us, and we adopted those, whether they're fears or beliefs. We adopted those things and they become ours. I mean, let's face it, we all know children can be rude to each other. They can be mean. They can say things that are acting out their own feels, the fears that they have. And those things will impact our life if we let it. And we don't know any better as children, so we let those things impact our life. These may be so deep that we don't know them, like those fears. But if you can unearth them and figure out these beliefs, then you can get help. Whether it's you that can do it for yourself, or you need help. And you might need help with, maybe if you're religious, a minister or a priest that you talk to, you might be able to just have a friend help you through it, to talk it out. Maybe you have a significant other who's there for you, you can talk to. Maybe you need to hire someone like a life coach or a therapist or someone else to help you through those beliefs and fears that you're stuck in, if you're really stuck. You can't really figure out why your life looks a certain way unless you work through these. You figure out you're aware of them and you go, oh, look, I don't think I'm smart enough to have a promotion, and I haven't gotten a promotion. Gee, I wonder if those things are related. You'll see the building blocks of what you believe and how your fears you have and how they impact your life if you can put those building blocks together. Of course, another thing that holds us back from having a more limitless life are worries. I mean, most people worry about everything. We worry about, traffic, about getting someplace on time. We worry about our child. We're fearful about what's going to happen to them, how they're going to make it through life. We're fearful about an unknown future, about how we're going to pay for things, about so many things we worry about. And worry is just basically a fear of the unknown future. We don't know what it's going to be, so we worry about it because then we're doing something, right? If we're not doing anything, then maybe we'll worry and maybe that'll help. Well, guess what? Unless we act on the worry and do something to make a change, it's just a worry. It's just something that stops you from having a limitless life. Another thing that can stop you are expectations. Not only our expectations of ourselves, but other people's expectations of us. We're afraid to disappoint other people. Perhaps the family were all cops, or they're all lawyers or doctors or whatever, and they expect you to do it. But you don't want to do those things. You've heard of these people. Sometimes it's the comedians or the actors, the people that want to be chefs, the people that don't follow what's going on with the family, and they get judged for it. Either they judge themselves or other people judge them because they're not following the expectations. Until you hit it big, they're going to keep judging you. You'll still be the black sheep, in this air quotes around that, of the family because you don't follow them. So those expectations can hold you back. If you fail at what you go after, you may judge yourself lacking and being a bad person. You may speak badly to yourself or about yourself, or your family may say, see, we told you so. In either event, those expectations can hold you back. Another thing that happens that holds you back is comparing yourself to other people. Whether your parents or your teachers compare you to brothers or sisters that went through school ahead of you, or to just what you do at home, your parents may do that for you. And they may not mean anything bad by it, but maybe a teacher says, why aren't you as talented as your sibling or as smart as your sibling? Or maybe they think that we can't do anything because a sibling maybe got all Fs. And so we think, oh, well, if they can't, then I can't because they don't expect me to be more. It's kind of the opposite of what you would normally expect on a comparison. You may also feel what holds you back is feeling undeserving. Maybe you feel unworthy, of whether it means unworthy of dating someone or of a promotion. Whatever it may be, you may feel that you're not worthy of it. This will affect different parts of your life in different ways. Your feeling unworthy may only have to do with relationships, and maybe only one type of relationship. It may not have anything to do with your financial life or your career life. You make a decision to focus on one area of your life. It's usually best because you don't want to feel overwhelmed by everything. I'm going to get into this a little bit when we come back after the break, and then I'm going to read you a poem by Portia Nelson. It's kind of a story in 5 chapters. It's pretty short, but it makes the complicated uncomplicated. And isn't that what we want to do? If you like what you hear, I hope you'll check on my YouTube channel. It's under Carol DeShane. And there are 2 Carol DeShanes there. One likes music that is not my cup of tea. And the other one is me. And you'll see the little blue thumbnail sketches. And they are in there. You'll see under Carol DeShane, the Joy Corner, which are I Am affirmations that come up once a week. And you'll find guided meditations and visualizations, which are a little bit back further in the group of the channels. You'll have to look for some of those or Google those to get them to come up. They help you work on your subconscious to help you shift and grow and become more of who you want to be. I'll be right back. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connect2joy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShane, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. We're talking about limitlessness. It's the first show, and I want you to know what you can expect from it. And we were talking about what holds you back from having a more limitless life. The things I brought forward were fear, limiting beliefs, worries, expectations, comparing yourself to others, and deserving or being worthy of things. Feeling like you're not worthy or not deserving comes up, and they're kind of their own category. And I talked about just lightly to mention that you might want to, instead of feeling overwhelmed, you might want to focus on just one area of your life if you want to make some of these changes, because it will still impact other areas of your life, But find one thing that you want to adjust and shift. I don't want you to give up. So I don't want you to focus on lots of different things. Maybe work on releasing one fear. Because you're going to find when you do that, a couple things may happen. A secondary issue may show up. When you're working on one fear, you may find that underneath that fear, there's something you didn't expect. Or it may trigger something else. So just be aware that that can happen. Don't let it freak you out or overwhelm you and stress you out that, that's not working. It's okay. The other thing is that knowing that even if you only change a tiny little fear and you only change your life like 0.5%, all the different areas of your life are going to change. And you may find that it domino affects all the other areas in your life, and you may not expect that to happen. It's always a pleasant surprise when you shift one little tiny thing and the rest of your life starts adjusting. Even if it's barely noticeable, to keep working on that 0.5%. It'll change to an extra 0.5%. So maybe you have 1% that you've shifted. And everything will go towards making your life more limitless and more of what you want in your life. Now, you may feel that you're stuck in a loop because it's hard sometimes to get out of your comfort zone when you want to shift, right? It takes energy. It may take time. It takes some willingness to go there. So if you're stuck, you can do all sorts of things to get yourself out of that. But one thing I do recommend is to make up your bucket list, not just because you might kick the bucket. I know that's where it came from, but things that you would love to do, things that make you feel more joyful. Because when you start accomplishing some of those things, you'll start feeling more limitless. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll start yourself on a path that's fun because it's a list that you want to do rather than work. And that's always helpful to get you working in the spot, in the direction you want. If you can have more fun doing it, it works better. But by all means, keep trying. Whatever you do, keep trying to do it. And I'm going to take this little thing from Mary Morrissey because I've worked with her for a few years. And she was looking at her grandchildren one day. And she was watching the toddler trying to walk. Up, down, falling down constantly, but never said, "Oops, oh well," threw the hands up and said, "I guess I'm not a walker." Never did that. Just kept trying until they got it, until it became a habit. It became something they were good at. So knowing that living a limitless life, you need to make that decision to work on releasing, limiting those beliefs that you have, releasing the fears. They don't just fix themselves most of the time, but sometimes it's work and sometimes a light bulb moment happens, which makes it easier to do these things, to shift, to adjust, to become more deserving or feeling more worthy. If you reach for more positive changes in your life and for what you want in your life, you have to be willing to change, whether it's small or it's big. Smart with the small ones if you need to. Maybe breaking habits and making new ones. And this leads me to the poem I wanted to read you. It's 5 chapters. It's not very long, but it really, really helps you think about how you can change your habits. And it's by Portia Nelson. I want to give her full credit. So chapter 1, I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I'm lost. I'm helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it is not my fault. It still takes me a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. there's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole on the sidewalk. I walk around it. And Chapter 5. I walk down a different street. I really love this poem. It is all about admitting to ourselves and how we change habits. This is how I interpret it anyway. We have the power to change our lives, but we just have to take that power. So when you look at this poem, realize you don't have to take every single one of these steps to change your life. Maybe the first time you fall in, you realize that hole that you might fall into, the circumstances, the person you're around, you may go, oh, I get it. I can skip all the other chapters and just go straight to, ta-da, had the epiphany, figured it out. But most of us, with changing habits, with changing and releasing limiting beliefs and fears, it takes a little longer. Sometimes we have to repeat the cycle or the habit, and those things are pretty easy to see in other people, but not so much ourselves. We may be stuck and we're kind of blind to that. But if you look at someone else, you may see that they're in maybe a relationship, that they're constantly dating the same kind of person over and over again. And you're thinking, get out of this relationship. What is your problem? Because you see it's not good for them. They may not be happy, but they don't get out of it. Or if they do finally get out of it, you go, oh, thank God. And then they're in the same kind of relationship again, whether it's an abusive relationship or whether it's one that just doesn't work for a different reason. Maybe they're disrespected. It's whatever it may be. They seem to get back in the same one. And you can see that in someone else. Maybe you see they take the same type of job over and over again. They take it and they're like, ugh, they're in that same job. They have nowhere to go. It's the same menial job or the same of one thing or another thing. And you're going, ugh, they need to change. They've fallen in that hole in the sidewalk, but they don't see. They feel helpless and lost because they don't see it's their fault. They may become aware, or you may become aware, when you're in the same thing again. You've fallen in again to the same kind of relationship or job or whatever, the same circumstances. You can't believe you're there, but it still isn't your fault. And you still have to figure out how to get out because you don't see how you have the power to move forward. And perhaps if you keep walking down that same street and having those same circumstances or the same relationship, you start having more awareness. You start realizing when you fall into the hole, it's like, oh, yeah, I saw it. There it is. I didn't follow the signs. I didn't see the path because I wasn't paying enough attention. I did it again. It's actually a habit now. I pick the same kind of person for the relationship, the same kind of job. I chose the same whatever it was to get me moving in a way that same way again, right? I'm still there. But I see that I made that choice now. I see that I've created this choice because I made that decision and I have the responsibility for that decision. Once you realize it is your, in air quotes, fault, it is your choice that did it, then you can take your power back and decide to make a change. Until you're aware of it, you can't make your change. You can walk down the same street and you can walk around the circumstance or the person, or you can choose to walk down a whole different street by making a completely different choice and learning that lesson. To transform and begin to have a limitless life, you have to be willing to make that change. You are worth it. Making the changes can be fun. Imagining the new possibilities can be amazing. But you need to stretch beyond your comfort zone. You need to realize you can have more. you can deserve more. You can have more fun doing what you're doing and have your life be more what you want. But you have to realize that this is something that's possible. It's about time for a break. So when we come back, I'm going to be talking about a little bit more about this poem and how you can get through some of these limited thinking issues. If you are struggling on your own and you really, really feel like you want to break free, you want to shift your life needs to be a little bit more on the limitless side, or you just need help getting through a certain section because you're kind of stuck, I hope that you will go ahead and connect with me. Get on my schedule. I'm happy to speak with people for 30 minutes for free to be able to see where you're struggling, to see if it's something that I can help you with, if we're a good fit. You can get on my schedule by going to my website at www.connecttojoy and clicking there, or email me at carol@connecttojoy. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Carol DeShane, and you're listening to Living Your Limitless Life.
Are you facing a challenging time and wondering why your life is not turning out the way you'd expected? Imagine transforming your life with intention, going from self-doubt, lack, or fear to a life filled with joy and purpose. Carol DeShane is a certified life and business coach specializing in transformational work, energy healing, and intuitive readings. When it's time to release the old and envision new possibilities, email Carol at connecttojoy.com and schedule a free 30-minute telephone consultation. That's Carol at connecttojoy.com. Are you stressed out? Do you feel annoyed, frustrated, or tired too often? The weekly affirmations on the Joy Corner with Carol DeShane will help you de-stress and remember that loving person you truly are. The videos are free. Simply go to YouTube and search for Carol DeShane, that's CarolDeShaine, for the Joy Corner, guided visualizations, meditations, and informative videos to release what isn't working and to find joy and peace in your life. Subscribe now.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time.
Welcome back to Living Your Limitless Life. I'm Carol DeShane, and I'm talking today about having a more limitless life, knowing that as human beings, it's kind of impossible to have it all the time because we have our fears, we have our worries, we have all those things that hold us back. But just to think, if you can have a moment of feeling limitless, of feeling intense joy, imagine what that would feel like to expand, to let some of those limitations go, so you have those feelings more often. This show is about helping you reach for your highest good, striving to believe that you deserve more, helping you open doors by releasing those things that hold you back, the fears that you may have, the worries, the beliefs that limit you, and also about expectations and comparing yourself to others, feeling whether you deserve or are you worthy of something when you think maybe you may not be. Uncovering those things that are so deep that you can't really do more on your own until you hear and you start maybe percolating some of these ideas and you go, oh yeah, oh, I get it. These are things that can help me. These are things that I can expand my horizons over, help make those impossible things that you don't even think of as possible, more possible. And like I said, I'm going to be going over, hopefully giving you quite a few practical tools so you can use them to get real results in your everyday life. There'll be all different kinds of base tools, whether they're spiritual or mental or emotional, but I want to come at it from different angles so each person can take away a piece of the puzzle that works for them. Those guided meditations and visualizations I mentioned, I'll definitely do every 2 or 3 shows to help you just dig deep and really shift what is not working for you, so make it work better. Those step-by-step guides that I know I have all kinds of them in mind I want to help you with and that I use for my clients as well. And I will plan to have some occasional guests, maybe not too many, but some occasional ones that have viewpoints different from mine and more in-depth knowledge than I do. I also, today, I talked about the poem from Portia Nelson. I hope that you'll look that up. If you want it, you can definitely download that, see what it says, because it's a good reminder that if you want to break a habit, you just need to keep practicing. You just need to keep working at it, and you can change everything that way. You can change your fears, your limiting beliefs, anything you have. You to be aware where you are on that cycle she talks about will help you see where you know how long you have maybe to get out the other side, so that you don't give up, so that you can say, wait, did I just fall into a hole? Did I just have something I did or said, or how did I get here? So the next time you're there, you'll go, same thing again. I recognize it. I can do something to help myself get out. But you do need to make a decision. Whenever you want to shift and grow and become more, you need to decide that you're worth it, that you can do more. I'm going to try and make this as fun as possible. So I'm going to give you some homework right now. I'm going to give you homework and my permission to have some fun with it, because I'm going to ask you to daydream. Darn, don't you hate that kind of homework? I want you to take these daydreams, to take a different part of your life, maybe on a different day, or maybe all at the same time. So concentrate on something that's not working too well. So it may be a relationship, your career, your finances, your home, whatever it is. Concentrate on one thing. Dream as big as you can about how fabulous it would be if you had a limitless life in that one area. It's kind of hard to do all of them. It's a little much. But think about pumping up that dream you come up with for the best you can think of and make it bigger and bigger, even if you don't think it's possible. Have fun with it. I mean, really, really imagine when you get to the biggest and the most impossible ideas, make it bigger. I want you to realize that there is even more out there than what you think. You can have more and be more. Do this every day if you want. Do it in the car, on the way to work, before you go to sleep, as long as it doesn't pump you up so much so that you can't fall asleep. Do it in the shower. Wherever it is that you can take a little bit of time and daydream and think about what an amazing thing it could be to stretch yourself, to let yourself have more, you need to be aware that it's even possible. Question for you. Do you think this show is for you? Well, if it's for you, well, if you want a more limitless life, it probably may be. Do you want more in your life? And maybe you aren't sure where to turn, then this may be for you. Are you struggling with self-confidence issues? Maybe you think you're not good enough or smart enough or worthy enough to have a love of your life or a great career or happiness, then this show will have areas that you can listen to that will be right for you. If you're between the ages of, 10 and 110, this show could be for you. It can help you decide who you are and what you want in your life. If you want to grow and learn and connect higher to your highest self, to your creator, whatever that may look like for you, I'm not going to get into religion here, but I will get into, from time to time, lifting yourself up, raising your vibration to be more of who you can be, more spiritual, and whatever that looks like to you. It's not who I need you to be. It's who you want to be. It's always your choice. If you want to find out who you are, to maybe even find your purpose and how to go about living it, then this show would be for you. And if you're a heart-centered business person who wants to bring more passion and clients to your business, this show is for you. And even if you just want some relief and peace, and you just want more joy in your life, that's why my business is called Connect to Joy. That's my passion. And this show, I hope, will help you with that. Please borrow my belief in you. Know that you can do it, you can be it, and you can become whatever you want. You can find the freedom, and you can know that you already are enough. Because as Henry Ford famously said, yeah, the car guy, he said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because ultimately, I want you to feel safe here. I want you to be able to listen with an open heart and be honest with yourself and grow and become more of who you want to be so your life feels freer and more limitless. I see it's time to wrap up the show, so thank you so much for joining me here today on my first show. Feel free to contact me with questions and comments at my email, carol@connecttojoy.com, and I hope you'll also give me ideas for scheduling different types of shows that maybe appeal to you so I can make this for everyone who's interested. Please check out my website at www.connect2joy.com. You'll find information on life coaching that will help you get through the difficult times, energy work, both home energy, office clearing information, as well as office energy work, because the two of them can help you become more of who you want to be and have more success in your business. I do offer this 30-minute sessions so you can see if we are a good match, so I can see if I can create a program around you and what you need. You've been listening to Living Your Limitless Life, and I'm your host, Carol DeShane. Join me next week when the subject is joy, my favorite, because joy is key to living a limitless life. Until next week, remember, you are already enough to have the joyful, limitless life that you desire.
Thank you for listening this week. Living Your Limitless Life can be heard on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Sunday at 12 noon Eastern Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We hope you'll join us again next weekend at this same time. Today's gonna-